Peter, disciple, denier, doubter, and dynamo. We have been thinking about Peter in our unfortunately truncated Lenten preaching series. And on this glorious Easter morning, Peter is a source of much encouragement to us as we too live our lives as disciples and evangelists for God. Peter, as a disciple, made mistakes. He had imperfections and failures. Despite this, following the resurrection, Peter becomes an evangelical dynamo. He is restored and commissioned by the risen Jesus and empowered by the Holy Spirit. This brash and spontaneous fisherman, who had declared that Jesus was the Messiah, but then hides and dissociates himself from him, is the one who stands before the crowds on Pentecost, calling 3,000 to repentance. Peter had been rather hit and miss throughout the Gospels. Moments of spontaneous inspiration accompanied by misunderstanding and a regular inability to see the meaning behind what Jesus was saying. We too remember his denial of Jesus on the night of Jesus' arrest. Not once, nor even twice, but three times. We can see his doubt of the resurrection as he returns to the tomb to check for himself what's going on, despite the resurrection joy of the women. And yet, Jesus still comes to him to restore him and to commission him. What an inspiration Peter is to us as we too struggle with our discipleship, our denial, perhaps not directly, but in our failure to speak openly of Jesus and in our doubts. Peter embodies for us the living hope that is the resurrection, the resurrection which transformed Peter's life entirely so that he overflowed with life-giving hope and a passion to tell the world of the love of God. Easter is perhaps the best of times to ask ourselves some important questions. Am I, like Peter, transformed by the resurrection? Am I, like Peter, commissioned to transform the lives of others? And what transformations do we need to be thinking about as a fellowship in our church so that we are best able to become dynamos for the spreading of the gospel? Peter's life reminds us that the resurrection isn't just a part of the Christian faith. It is the Christian faith. So we live boldly and courageously as an Easter people, confident that God has transformed our relationship with him through Jesus' death and resurrection. And so we shout from our hearts, Alleluia, Christ is risen. Amen.